Baxter, how's he?
Yeah, he's not too bad, but I think all of the injuries will go up to Tuesday afternoon, see how they are, him, Scougal, Harris and Hill.
It's unfortunate that in the space of a couple of games, all of a sudden three or four players are now not available for you.
Yeah, that's the way it goes. I think the schedule that we've had, it was inevitable in some ways. Just want not too many going down at the same time and not too many serious ones. So we're fortunate in that way, that they're all not too far away.
So given the period of time that you are in, three automatic promotion chases in a week and then Wembley, it's going to need monitoring, isn't it?
It certainly is, because we don't say this very many times, I don't think, but we can concentrate on the cup to a certain degree now and get ready for the semi-final. So the teams that we do select between now and then, yeah, we want a few points on the board, but we won't be risking anybody before Wembley.
Given how it's been and the kind of the intensity of the run that you've been on, do you look, regardless perhaps, to make changes over the course of the next couple of games with Wembley in mind, but just so you don't completely burn out in the next two or three games?
I think even without Wembley we would still be looking to do that because of how many games we've had to play, and you know, to play eight games as well between a quarterfinal and a semi-final is an awful lot to expect the players to, you know, and defenders large, you know, by and large they can play them, but I think it's midfielders, wide men, attackers, things like that that they feel it the most.
Could that be perhaps a reason why there was just this lethargic start at Swindon?
Yeah, it could have been. But then again, you see the energy levels go up in the second half and us dominate the game. So you'd have thought if it was. That's why we think it's more mental at this stage of the season as well. And with the amount of games that we've had, it's getting, you know, not up for them, because we're up for the games, but it's getting in the right frame of mind to say, right, we're going to press today. And even when you've got the energy in there, it takes that to be right mentally to be able to go and do it.
Did the ref get a three in the end then?
We're going to do it. We haven't quite done it yet, but it will be a three, yes, I'm afraid. We don't like doing it and we don't really like talking about them, as you know, but you know, it was a frustrating one on Saturday.
Just to change tack, Freeman, his loan is pending, I think, after the Orient game. What happens to him?
I think we're trying to keep him until the end of the season. I think the conversation has started and we would hope to get that tied up this week if possible.
He's done well, hasn't he? And we've seen a versatile side to him, having played in a couple of roles for the team.
Yeah, that's a big plus, that he can play right or left back, and equally as comfortable as well. You know, and when we're going to be working with a smallish squad, then you need a couple of players with that versatility, and he fits into that mould. So, no, you know, when you think the back four we had on Saturday, you know, John Brayford even hasn't played centre-half for quite a while. Ben Davis at one side and Kieran Freeman at the other. And Swindon had, I think, two shots on target in the whole game.
It's interesting, isn't it, with young players? Do you get the impression with him that he may well go on to forge a career at Championship level, obviously, with his current club and parent club, or do you see him as someone who potentially could be gettable for Sheffield United?
Yeah, he potentially is gettable. We've got to decide if we want him and if we can get better or not. Kieran's got the ability. We've always thought that for the last 18 months or so. He just needs to sharpen up in other areas with his desire each game. You know, he's a Welsh under-21 international, and ability-wise, no problems at all with him.
It's the first chance we've had to speak about the loan window and prior to it closing the other day. How big a thought was it in your mind to maybe bring somebody in prior to the closing of it?
No, it wasn't. You know, we couldn't get anybody of, I don't think, sufficient quality to really affect the squad at this stage. So, you know, we're going to Wembley. It's only fair that we take the players as well that we've got. The majority of them to Wembley. They've done the business in the last few weeks. So, no, there was a couple of names we throw about, but nothing too serious.
Because it's unfortunate, A, perhaps with the injuries to defenders where you have cover, but now somebody's going who's scored quite a few goals for you for at least a couple of games, perhaps, Baxter.
Yeah, maybe. He might be fit for tomorrow night, you know, we're not sure. But, yeah, that's the way it goes. But we've got Chris Porter, we've got Billy Painter there, both chomping at the bit as well to get on and up there and play. We, you know, Merv can play up there as well, has done it well. So, no, we're not too bad. And we certainly want to get some of the young players in before the end of the season. So, might even be an opportunity tomorrow night.
Fans have been asking us to sort of ask you about the clamour, if you like, or the need in your mind for that striker. Clearly it wasn't going to come at the back end of the emergency loan window, but how much of a priority is that for the summer, in addition perhaps to what you've got already?
Yeah, there's a few priorities, though. A striker is certainly one of them. You know, I think we need three or four players, quality players, to add to what we've got to mount a challenge, presuming everybody's fit. So, a striker is amongst them. I think we've done very well. We've scored a few goals, you know. There's not too many games we haven't scored in of late. So, you know, when you win eight or nine or whatever we did on the spin, then you've got to be scoring in those to win them. Mm. So yeah, a striker's up there, but they're always the most difficult to get, and they cost the most money.
And just clarify something. Well, hopefully the injury situation doesn't worsen, but should it? Is there some form of recall for Miller if you need him?
Well, he's got to do 28 days minimum. There can't be a call, so he couldn't come back until mid-April, even if there was.
So let's move on then. So Brentford as the next challenge. It's a big one, isn't it? They're doing very well this year.
Next three, you know, Brentford, you know, we saw Wolves last week, so we know the quality that they've got, and Brentford are hot on the heels. So two best sides, you know, in consecutive home games. Follow that with Orient and Rotherham. It's a big spell for us. It's a good, we said this before, Wolves, it's a good measure for us to see how far we are and where we need to get to for next season. So we're looking forward to it, as always, when we play at home. We don't want to go into the semi-final on the back of too many defeats, you know. But we're always pretty confident when we play at home, whoever it is.
Is that perhaps why you're cooling a little on the playoffs? Because if you beat Brentford, it's back on again, I suppose, isn't it, given the way the table is shaped up a little?
Yeah, but I think we needed to win on Saturday, or not lose on Saturday, but to be 7 points now. You know, we're going to have to win three more games than Peterborough in the last nine. So it's unlikely, but we'll keep going on the last eight.
It's an exciting period, isn't it? I mean, yeah, Wolves here recently, and the quality of opposition you're going to face between now and next Tuesday night, and that's even before all of Wembley.
Yeah, it is. It's brilliant that this, you know, here we are, and you know, getting to the start of April, and the season's still going strong. A lot still to play for. You know, we're not mathematically safe, even you're talking about the playoffs. You know, we need a couple of points on the board to make sure we're safe, but we think we'll get those. But it is really getting ready for the semi-final, and one eye on next season as well.
Is that going to be difficult to manage then? Because you're talking about Wembley and it's obviously on the horizon, but in front of you, there are three huge games to contend with, first of all. So the players can't really afford to start thinking about Hull City until Wednesday morning next week.
Yeah, not at all. And that's why we will focus on these games. But it's only from a staff point. If you're a player, all you can do is face the game that's in front of you. But as a staff, we have to have one eye on the games ahead. There's no point in us pushing Jose out there if he's then going to miss the next two or three. But as a player, you just deal with the game in hand.
So the game in hand then is Brentford. Sum them up then. Why have they been able to put together the type of consistency they have this year?
I think that's the word for them, consistency. I think the team hasn't changed too much. They've got some quality players. We're knocking on the door. I think Uwe Rosler, you know, takes an awful lot of credit for what he's built up there in the last couple of seasons. So a good squad in place. And we played them early on the season at Derby in the Cup, and he only brought half a team that day, even less than that. And he said our priority is promotion. They'd lost in the playoff final, and he said the chairman came in and said, you know, we're going for it next season. We're going to, you know, spend a little bit of money by Brentford standards, and we're going for it. So they've had that very clear aim, I think, right from day one.
Does this next period then, the next three games in Wolves and Brentford, really will give you an indication as to what a squad will need to be in those types of positions this time next year?
We hope so. That's the thing, to look at those two teams and say, well, ideally in 12 months' time we want to be, you know, certainly in the top six and challenging for the top two if we can. So, yeah, they're good to see. You know, we don't get to see Brentford, you know, very many times. Wolves are a bit closer, and you know a lot of the Wolves players. So I've not personally seen Brentford in the flesh, I don't think. I've seen most of the other teams, but not Brentford yet, so looking forward to it.
Should be three great atmospheres coming up then, shouldn't it? Because Bramall Lane, you would imagine, will be pretty much very well stocked in the next three games.
It will be, and I think with the anticipation of the semi-final as well, we'll add to that as well. So, yeah, it's great to have all, you know, the three. In some ways, you'd rather play them at a different part of the season so you didn't have the semi-final after it, but we can't pick and choose that, you know. I think two of them are rearranged, aren't they? And that's a result of the Cup success.
Because if the fixture list had fallen a bit differently and they were a bit more spread out, then we probably would be talking with a bit more gusto about still making the playoffs, wouldn't we?
Yeah. But when you are faced, we're 7 points behind Peterborough and we're faced with three of the top teams in the next 7 or 8 days, then it is unlikely. But to even, I think, at this stage, even be discussing them remotely is, I think, a great testament of what the players have done the last 2-3 months.